The NATO military alliance has warned Russia against making what it calls an historic mistake by supporting calls for secession in eastern Ukraine that Moscow itself conceded could spill into a civil war. It comes while Ukraine's security service said separatists have seized a building in the eastern city of Luhansk and are holding some 60 people against their will. Stefan Boss reports.
In one of his strongest remarks to date, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said Tuesday that Europe is facing a security crisis as Russia allegedly supports separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Russia's illegal aggression against Ukraine is the greatest challenge to Europe's security in a generation. And I urge Russia to step back and not escalate the situation in eastern Ukraine.
His comments came while Ukrainian authorities said special forces recaptured the main government building from pro-Russian protesters in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Some 70 people were detained in what officials called an anti-terrorist operation. Rebels demanding a referendum on independence from Ukraine are holding out in at least two other Ukrainian cities, Donetsk and Luhansk. Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Danilo Lubkivsky has accused Moscow of paying Russian residents to help fuel tensions, but warned his nation will defend itself.
If Russia goes ahead, we will defend ourselves. Ukraine will protect itself, and we will fight for our independence and statehood. In this case, obviously, we will ask for military support and for military action.
Russia denies wrongdoing, saying Ukraine should avoid military preparations that could spark a civil war. Turbulence in the east has also triggered violence in Kyiv. On Tuesday, scuffles broke out in parliament, which passed a law envisaging long jail terms for acts against the country's territorial integrity, effectively targeting separatists. With Ukraine in turmoil, Russia and the West seem more divided than ever over the future of this strategic former Soviet nation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.